New York, there was much debate in the last year about the Women's Equality Act, a multi-pronged bill that takes a look at not only what needs to be done for reproductive health, but for victims of sex trafficking, for pregnant workers, for equal pay. And many of those topics are ones where we've been fighting at the federal level or in other states and being dragged backwards in other areas. So it's really important that we make forward progress somewhere like New York.
There's a lot of talk today about the economy, about NSA spying, about the web problems with the Affordable Care Act, but there doesn't seem to be a lot of talk about what you're talking about. Are you afraid it's being pushed to the background as some of these other issues are being brought forward?
Oh, no, I would disagree. We've seen a lot of coverage of what's happening in Oklahoma and Texas around reproductive health care right now. So people really are concerned. And if you take a look at the results in the Virginia governors and lieutenant governors races, for example, the issues of women's equality were a big deciding factor between Mr. Cuccinelli and Governor-elect McAuliffe. I work on a lot of social justice issues, so I'm talking about these with Planned Parenthood this week. But in general, my focus is on social justice in terms of not only gender equality, but LGBT rights, where we've seen a historic victory in Illinois with marriage equality, as well as issues of racial justice and economic justice.
Do you think it would take, 5 to 10 years to get all 50 states on board with that? How long do you think that will be?
I actually think that social justice is something that we will always need to push forward on. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. That just means that it's each generation's duty to pick up the work of the generation before and keep moving us forward. Because if we're not moving forward, if we're not stretching toward that more perfect union, as the president would say, then there will always be those who are trying to take us backwards.
Tell us how your life has changed since you made your testimony before Congress and you became a bit of a lightning rod in this issue. How has your life changed personally?
Well, in some ways it's changed a lot, and in other ways not really so much, because my work has always been about social justice. I've always been a public interest professional and now a public interest lawyer. And so for me, the goals of my work, the focus of my work has remained entirely the same. I have in some ways a different set of tools to do that type of work, but the focus is consistent.
Some of the issues you are concerned with, not just reproductive rights, but also domestic workers. What are some of the issues that you're keying in on when it comes to domestic workers?
Well, domestic workers are an issue that's gaining attention across the country. New York has actually been a leader in this respect. In 2010, New York passed a domestic worker bill of rights. And in California, we just passed one as well, addressing the issue of overtime for domestic workers. Many folks may not realize, but domestic workers as well as agricultural workers are exempted from many of the basic labor protections that the rest of us take for granted in this country. So things like overtime or meal and rest breaks. And it's really important that we correct that injustice, not only because of the type of injustice at work, one that is intrinsically linked to race and sex and immigration status, but also because this is a growing workforce, one that many families will be coming to rely on more and more as our population ages.
Another issue you've been talking about and working on is human trafficking. Specifically, what legislation is in the offing right now that you're supporting, either statewide or in the nation?
Well, there's a number of things that are happening on human trafficking. Most recently, I've been representing young girls from South Los Angeles, typically African-American girls, who are forced into prostitution by gang members. And to address that concern, many states are taking a look at how to make sure that these girls are not being arrested and ending up with criminal records when they are in fact victims, both legally and ethically, morally. So in California, we're taking a look at potential legislation over the next few years, trying to address that concern. There's also legislation that's pending in the past year and going forward to address making sure that they have access to the social services that they need through, for example, the dependency system, child welfare, rather than the delinquency system. And in New York, that's something that's being addressed in the Women's Equality Act as well. In California, as well as in New York, we're looking at a question of an affirmative defense, which legally means, again, that, you know, a young girl would be able to say, actually, I'm not guilty of prostitution when I am too young to even be able to consent to sex and have been victimized and exploited in this scenario. There are also big concerns around labor trafficking. In California, we have some legislation to regulate foreign labor contractors who are recruiting and exploiting foreign workers, bringing them into the U.S. under false promises and essentially enslaving them here in California and across the country. So this legislation would really crack down on that type of behavior by foreign labor contractors.